FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The DA has written to President Cyril Ramaphosa for swift action against the minister in the presidency, Kumbutso Ntshavheni. It follows a News 24 report that the Hawks have finalized an investigation into Ntshavheni over corruption linked to a fraudulent 2.5 million rand tender that she awarded as a municipal manager in 2009. The matter is currently awaiting a decision on prosecution by the NPA. Here's the DA's Diane Kola-Barnard.
We insist the President heed the remark of Judge Muller surrounding the repugnant and devastating 2.5 million rand tender in Ba-Palabowa while Ntshavheni was municipal manager. Mr. President, South Africans deserve better than the growing list of crooks in your cabinet. Do better.
During a briefing in Gauteng yesterday, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula said any case against Ntshavheni should be handled in court. He said the ANC has nothing to respond to. And tributes have begun pouring in for Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions, Rodney de Kock. Advocate de Kock succumbed to an aggressive form of brain cancer at a Johannesburg hospital last night. He was the first black person to be appointed as an Attorney General in 1999 and was also a founding member of the National Association of Democratic Lawyers. De Kock was appointed by President Ramaphosa as Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions in June 2020, a position he held until his passing. In a statement, the NPA says the advocate was their pillar of strength, saying his death is a huge loss to the country. The DAs described de Kock as a dedicated man who served South Africa as a people's lawyer. In the UK, a short list of five designs for a memorial to the Grenfell Tower fire has been announced. The teams will now discuss their plans with the survivors and families of the 72 people who died. It's hoped the memorial will be located at the Grenfell site, although there's no confirmation about the tower's future. A winning design is said to be announced in a few months. And a steel expert says halting two steel production plants at ArcelorMittal South Africa will impact the entire automobile sector. The steel giant recently announced a shutdown of its long steel business, putting at risk over 3,000 jobs. Last week, automobile union NAKAM also revealed the move will lead to 13,000 job losses this year. Elias Mukhane is the president for Steel and Engineering Federation of Southern Africa.
The whole supply chain locally will be interrupted. And I think that's where you then also then look at imports, because we're not now going to be flooded by imports. And these are part of the problem that we're going to face going forward.
The top story, the DA has written to President Cyril Ramaphosa for swift action against the minister in the presidency, Kumbutso Ntshavheni. It follows a Hawks probe linked to a fraudulent 2.5 million rand tender she awarded as a municipal manager in 2009. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. In for Natara Nadesan, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.